Hello, friends. It's a particularly poignant and powerful time with the recent terrorist attacks in Paris. It leads me to want to take a look at a teaching found in the Gospel according to Thomas, an early text attributed to what Jesus was expressing to his disciples. And it was probably written around the 2nd century and buried to protect it in the 4th century and dug up about 60, 70 years ago. And in it, there's a very intriguing phrase. It goes like this. Blessed is the lion which the man eats, and the lion will become man. And cursed is the man whom the lion eats, and the lion will become man. I've pondered this for many, many years, and it makes very deep and rich sense to me. And it's very apropos when we try to understand why certain people can become so protective of a symbol, like the symbol of Muhammad, for people of Islam. And of course, in this instance, we're talking about individuals who were devoured by the lion instead of being able to devour the lion. So when Jesus says, blessed is the lion which the man eats, and the lion will become man, he's talking about belief systems. The lion in nature is the king of beasts, but what's the king of your mind? Is it drivenness for success? Is it needing more material wealth? Is it anxiety about your relationship? Is it possessiveness and jealousy? Is it identification with your religion at the exclusion of other religions? All of these are arising in our larger mind. And if we allow ourselves to become completely identified, in a sense, consumed, eaten by these various kinds of lions, these mental beasts, these conceptual beasts, these religious and theological beasts, then we lose ourselves. We lose our essential nature as conscious beings. So when we are able to devour the lion, when we're able to devour identification with a belief system, that energy is liberated into us and becomes freedom, it becomes expansiveness, it becomes compassion, it becomes tolerance. Blessed is the belief system, the obsession, the anxiety, the possessiveness that you, with your deeper consciousness, can recognize the pattern, recognize the identification, recognize how powerfully it pulls you into action, how it biases your mind and makes you choose one thing over another. And instead of becoming identified and letting it eat you, you recognize, oh, this is just arising in my mind. It's a belief system. I've learned it from my family. I've learned it from my culture. But deeper than that is fundamental and essential consciousness. And when we can allow that fundamental or essential consciousness to give us a relationship with and space in which to look at these beliefs but not be possessed by them, then we are blessed and we gain that energy. I can't imagine, I mean I can in a certain sense, understand why those men walked into the satirical magazine. They had been, and committed atrocity. They had been devoured by identification with their symbol. They had been devoured by identification with their anger. They had been devoured by the lion of prejudice and hate and fear. Lions of prejudice and hate and fear. And so that caused their mind to be not neutral. It caused their mind to focus on offenders, to focus on people who didn't believe the same way. That focus led them to action, and finally the action led to this tragedy. It's not something that can change easily. The kind of work we need to do to be able to rest in such a deep level of consciousness that we can watch what it was that owned us when we were children, and then ate us when we were teenagers, and then ate us as we became very idealistic in our college years, and then ate us as we tried to find a way to make a living and support our families, and then ate us as we tried to be driven to have more and more and have success in very conventional material terms. It's not easy to do the work where you devour the lion. But it is the work we all have to do. Otherwise, things like terrorism will continue, as will violations of an economic nature, a political nature, a religious nature, of the freedoms of others, of the rights of others. We will defend our identity. The lion that eats us becomes us. The lion we eat, we transcend. I wonder if this reflection will be of use to you. Think about it. What is, or what are some of the lions that have been devouring you? And are you ready to sit quietly until you're large enough to look at them and realize they're just mental constructs? May we all grow to the point where we're capable of devouring the lion instead of being devoured. Blessings. I feel a deep connection in this moment, not only to the words I've spoken, but in my heart to all of you who are listening.